lot.
Let it grab.
But it's sunny, and people are going real fast.
Mm-hmm. Where is that? It's real sunny.
You mean Kennywood?
But at Kennywood, it's real sunny, and the roller coaster is going real fast. I would go up, so that's why I would never go on a roller coaster.
No. What about when it's raining?
When it's raining at Kennywood, when you're doing it on there.
And the roller coaster's going real fast.
I throw up, and then the rain gets on the throw up. Isn't that disgusting?
Mm-hmm.
Very disgusting?
Yeah.
I wish a blast would go out my mouth.
Right.
Instead of whatever it's called again. Oh, yeah,
that would be better, wouldn't it? And would that happen when it's raining?
Paper going out my mouth would be better.
Paper going?
Yeah, little pieces of paper flying out my mouth would be better. Teeny pieces.
Okay. How about kitty kibble coming out of your mouth?
It's okay. If
the
Ewok goes out my mouth.
An Ewok?
No, not Ewok. It's okay if nothing goes out my mouth.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay if food goes in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. That'd be okay. Mary said that this came, Mark was asking how the roller coaster goes. Before this, I recorded this.
It's pretty tense kind of connection.
And then from that he got to...
Dad, I want to say something.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say something.
Well, he knows that it all
I want to say something.
Draw. Yeah,
what?
Look at
it. Look at it.
Good one.
Mark just said, you know what, when parents are in jail, the kids starve. He's all worried because he walked out of a store with some stickers in his hand and nobody paid for them. And we told him that if you don't pay for your stuff, the police would come get you. And then we changed it. We said, actually, the police would get your parents, so he's all worried.
And then about 15 minutes afterwards, on the way back, he said that he was worried. He was afraid.
He was embarrassed.
And right, we went back, and we couldn't take them back. And so I sort of thought that was the end of it. You know, sort of forgotten it. And he said,
embarrassed.
Later on, we saw some dark trees, and he said, I'm embarrassed. And I said, well, what? Because police are going to take my parents away. And then about 20 minutes later, this came up again. So he's obviously mulling it over.
We go out here.
What did we go here for?
What did we go here for? To put your own selves out to the police? This is Mark again. And this is about a half an hour later.
Still thinking about whether the police are going to get
mulling that over.
Your own selves out here to get up out here to give your own selves to the policeman so that he knows that you don't be bad.
He means,
what does he mean, Russ?
Did you come all the way out here just to tell him that you weren't bad?
Where do you think the policeman is, Mark? Do you think we're driving to find the policeman?
No. Yes.
What do you think we're doing?
I don't know.
Trying to find the policeman?
Yeah.
What are we going to tell? What are Mom and Daddy going to tell the policeman?
What do you do? What?
What are we going to say to the policeman?
What do you do?
Are we going to take our little boy and say to the policeman, here, you can have our little boy. He was bad. He took those stickers. Is that what you think we're going to do?
No.
No. Are we going to go to the policeman and say, Mr. Policeman, put me in jail? Is that what you think?
No.
No. Are we going to go to the policeman and say, hi, Mr. Policeman, would you like a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
You know what we're doing now?
What?
We're not going to the policeman because we're never going to go to the policeman. Because we're not worried about those stickers.
Because we know that we're going to send the money back.
We're not worried about it, Mark. We stopped worrying about it a long time ago. Only Marky's worried about it.
We took it back to the place and they were locked and closed and gone.
Right.
And so obviously they weren't out looking for us. They didn't know anything about it. They weren't worried. They hadn't called the police. So we decided that just to keep it all honest, we were no longer worried. We were just going to do the honest thing, send our money back. We'll do that when we get to Pittsburgh. We'll send some money back to them to pay for it. That's just to be honest. We're not worried that they're out after us with the police or anything.
They're not coming after us.
They don't even know what happened.
There's no motorcycle men coming after us, Mark. How do I know?
Because he would have gotten us by now.
Because that's the way the world works, Mark. That's the way it is.
We know how to judge these things.
And when your parents and older people, then you know how things work. And you can be sure.
We're out of the county where those policemen work.
Right.
We're into a different county now.
They don't come this way.
You know how in Dukes of Hazzard they have...
You understand, Mark?
Why don't they come this way?
They don't work in this part of the country.
Oh.
So that's why you got that. I said, what? Is it what you were talking about? And Mark said, talk it all over again.
I'm sure they didn't understand what we're talking about. What
I don't think they know what we're talking about.
I think
what did you think I was explaining about the cat?
Cherry pickers?
I don't think they were. I'm explaining about trying to get the city to clean up Bates Avenue in Oakland.
Said, I was brushing Marcy's hair and he said, I want to look like a real person. As if brushing his hair didn't make him look like a real person. And I told him, yeah, you will look like a real person.
You know, this is the first time we ever came to here. This is the first time we came to the to be on the bottom floor. Because all the other times we had to sleep on the top floor, third floor. You mean in the motel, Ross? Yeah, I know. That was rough, wasn't it? Did you like sleeping? First good time, right. Yeah, it's a lot better to sleep on the bottom floor, right? Because you're closer to the ocean that way, right? This is because we were sleeping downstairs in the motel by the beach, and he liked that.
For fighting, Ross said, you're not the only living creature around. The only living creature around here. Only living thing? Oh, only living thing around here.
And Marky says, I want to die this way. Because he knows he's not in his seatbelt. They're fussing about who's going to sit where. Marky said little kids don't understand stuff. What's up back there?
Neither one has seatbelt on.
Neither one has seatbelts on. Children.
Both lying down on their tummies.
Both lying down. Uh-huh. Shouldn't the parents do something about that?
We're taking that box.
Shouldn't the parents do something about that?
Dad, did they do something that was
boring? Yeah. I see.
I asked, why do you have to have a name in Indian guides? And Brian said, you have to have a name like in like a Hungry Squirrel or Lazy Fox. And Mark said, no, why do you have to have a name? Brian didn't give him a very good answer.
Yeah, Mark and Ross were in the back playing at being rock singers. Mark singing into the microphone saying, it's Thriller, Thriller Night. It's just a Thriller, Thriller Night. And he makes up a few other words that aren't part of Michael Jackson's Thriller. And Ross is pretending he's playing the guitar on a stick. Asked, what does where mean? And Mary said, it doesn't mean anything. And he said, do you mean reappear? And evidently, that's what he did mean. He said, I'm going to go to the store and reappear in the house. Omer had explained to him what it meant, that Polly Barn or Polly Gunn disappeared and then she reappeared in the courtroom. And Marty said, I'm going to go to the store and reappear in the house. So he learned right then what it meant. Mary said, why don't you save some of your candy? And Ross said, I'm going to save some of my candy for Michael. Michael, I said, Michael Ola? He said, no. Michael Carmody, because he gave me some of his Care Bear candy, and it was in a bag just like this. This is something that must have happened in the spring at school, and he has a pretty good memory. He remembers the shape of the candy that Michael Carmody gave him in the spring. So I am not and will never be God. Mark was saying that Ross is God, Ross is God. And Ross said, I'm not and will never be God. This is the 23rd of August. And Mark said, Ross is lying. Mark said, Ross is lying still. Ross is God, and he won't let me have any chips. These are Fritos that Ross would let Marky have. So he was saying, not only is he God, but on top of that, he was, you know, being accused of being God. He won't let me have any chips. And,
I think he was playing God.
And Mary said, let him have some chips now. And Ross said, no way. I'm not going to let him have any chips unless he says I'm not God. Well, Ross figured he might as well make a link between the two. His business about not having chips and also this being accused of being God. What's that? What that
would be? Mark said the kitty wants milk. He does. He wants milk. That seems like a problem for the kitty. Hey, look, the milk is fixing my bones. It's fixing all my bones. I bet it's going to make them look all shiny. This is Mark drinking the milk.
Marky said, oh, well, I'm opening presents for my birthday. Marky said, open mine. You'll really like mine. How about yours, Ross? Will I really like yours, too?
Good.
I'm going to pour syrup for boys.
Wanna know why I put that human paper on the box?
Yeah, I wonder why.
Because I thought it showed what it was like when you did Rough House with us. Oh, Mom!
What?
I put one again.
Hockey said, what if Joey came over and brung the present for Dad?
No, brung a present too.
Brung a present to Dad.
That would be 1, 2, 3, 4 presents.
Uh-huh.
So that would make him
the 41. Right. Yeah. Kitty's meowing because he wants to come in.
I'll figure it out.
Charlotte? Should we let Wonder Cat in?
Okay.
can figure it out.
Spider. Needle cat.
Needle cat?
Spider.
Let's call him needle cat.
Honeycomb's just to look at. Honeycomb is just to look at.
Look at him. Now, look, I wanted you guys to see it. Rossi and Marky, they put these...
He is Wonder Cat. See how fast he got in?
They put these things like this, I guess. Right, Daddy? The honeycombs sit like this.
See how fast he got in? And Marky said, how?
This way.
Ross said, what about the gypsy lady that came at night? Mary said the gypsy lady. He said, no, with the wand. And she was real mean? She was skinny and she was real mean?
You weren't
there. Oh, I wasn't there. Were you there, Mom?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because that means we'd be left alone. And you were there, Mom.
I know. When did this happen, Ross?
Last night?
Last
more finishing those.
And Mommy was there and I wasn't there?
You were there. I was there, he was there, you were there.
Where was this?
But Daddy wasn't there. Daddy wasn't there.
Daddy was here. I don't know what the problem with Daddy is. How come Daddy isn't here?
At home, up in our room.
Your son's room, Mom. No, not your room.
I was about to pour the milk on this.
You need some help, I bet, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember the gypsy
lady.
Yeah,
What on earth are you talking about? You're a gypsy baby?
No.
Yeah, you're a gypsy baby. You're going to go to the gypsy.
Oh, the gypsy lady thing when she came out must have made me have a nightmare.
Must have been a nightmare. Oh my God, Ross. Oh my God.
Did you have a nightmare?
I guess.
Huh?
I thought it was real.
What made you think it was real?
At the end, we never were hurt.
Oh, that's what made it real? That's what made it real.
Yeah, that gypsy lady was Mommy.
You know what made it real?
Yes, we have to want coffee again now.
Brian, you know what made it real?
What?
At the end, we never were hurt.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
That's why it was... It fooled him into thinking that his dream was real.
Yeah. It just wasn't that bad a dream, was it? In a real dream, you know you get hurt at the end, right?
Yeah, and in real life, Mother always comes in, scares the pants off him, and then in the end they don't get hurt.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't your mom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was real.
Mm.
Maybe if it is real, they'd say from another planet, and Gypsy Lady on the loose.
Gypsy Lady what?
On the loose.
Mark Ross has strange dreams, doesn't
on the
he?
Roof?
On the loose.
Tell some more.
No more to have. Unless Mommy gives you one of hers. I'll give you this one. I didn't miss
one. It was jammed
up. Oh, like jam?
Kitty!
Marky, do you like jam on it?
He's jamming up the chair.
Marky, will you eat one with jam on it? No?
I jam with mine up, Mark.
I don't mind.
He doesn't mind. Okay.
I don't mind.
It means you
will you
eat.
Like this one?
I don't want it.
You don't want it?
Marky used, I don't mind inappropriately. I mean, I don't mind.
Well,
That was not the appropriate. Obvious.
You know what? You want to hear this story? He said, and then he said, you won't want to hear it, but. You want to hear it? Yeah, and then he said again, you won't want to hear it, but. Well, you want to hear it? And I said, yeah, okay, I'll hear it. In between, I said, yeah, what? Yeah, what?
Well.
And then he said, okay, tell me what?
One guy kicked a bad guy in the penis. No, a good guy.
This karate friend kicked him in the penis?
Bad guy in the penis.
What did the bad guy say?
No.
Did he say ouch?
No, he learned karate.
Did he kill anybody?
He was doing karate.
Uh-huh. And he kicked the bad
guy. But they're bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Want to hear some other part? A Karate Kid? Sure.
Well,
tell me the whole story.
Well, I just know a little bit of it.
Okay.
Well, one guy did the boat like this, back and forth, and then Karate Kid fell in the deep water,
mm-hmm.
and then he had to get up.
Really?
And then the guy laughed and his toes shook him down.
Really?
It's so funny.
That sounds great. And then, what else happened?
Well, one of the times, the guy was punching him too much, mm-hmm. that he fell down, that thing.
Was it a pretty good movie, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
And what else happened? What else happened in that movie? Mark was in the toilet and needed some more toilet paper. He said, I need some more wrapping paper. Obvious overgeneralization. Just the moment after that, he said, why do you always have to smell your underarms? And I said, I don't always smell my underarms. He said, but why do you have to? I said, to see if they're dirty. I think he didn't mean me particularly. He meant one.
He meant smelling.